Hey Conewago landowners, this is Conewago Creek Initiative intern Lauren Tannehill with your April News Podcast. There are a bunch of upcoming events in the Conewago this month, and I just want to touch on a few. On April 14th, Dr. Douglas Ptolemy, a professor and the chairman of the Department of Entomology and Wildlife Ecology at the University of Delaware, is presenting a seminar called Your Garden Can Make a Difference, The Importance of Encouraging Native Ecosystems in Your Backyard. Native plants have a lot of benefits in our landscapes, and it's important to include them in our home gardens. The presentation will begin at 7 p.m. at the Lower Dauphin High School. Admission is free and open to the public, and local environmental groups will also be there to display information about the work they're doing. So you might want to head over to the high school at 6:15 when the doors open for the event to check out the different organizations and make sure to stop by the Conewago Creek Initiative table. On April 16th, Penn State Cooperative Extension is holding a pond and lake management workshop to provide strategies to prepare you for the upcoming season. Fish and wildlife and weed management will be discussed, as well as the basics of pond structure, size, and condition. Water testing kits and coupons for analysis at a reduced cost will be available to test things like pH, alkalinity, and hardness. The workshop begins at 9 a.m. and will include a pond visit. Visiting the website provided on the flyer for the Pond and Lake Management Workshop in the Featured Events section of the Conewago Creek Initiative website. On April 30th, the third annual Conewago Creek Earth Day celebration will begin at 9 a.m. at Aberdeen Mills. The whole family can have fun with the outdoor activities planned, like a stream sampling, a wildflower hike, and potting native trees. And each family is encouraged to take home a tree for free. Drinks and snacks will be provided. There will also be short workshops on backyard stewardship, including one about rain gardens. In the last podcast, I talked about the rain garden and rain barrel event, so if you attended that, or maybe if you weren't able to attend and want more information, you can head over to the Earth Day event for some more details. Make sure to save the date. The celebration will take place rain or shine. A major development in the Conewago has been the first ever poultry litter subsurfer, an environmentally friendly method of applying poultry and composted cattle manure to no-till fields. The subsurfer simultaneously opens 8 trenches in the soil that are all 2 inches wide, 3 inches deep, and 1 foot apart. It distributes the manure into the trenches and then reseals the soil to keep the manure underground. This method of application lowers nutrient runoff and manure odor emissions by 90%, greatly improving air and water quality. It also has been documented to increase corn yields by 25 to 30% in comparison to traditional surface application. Watch out for the subsurfer, also known as Big Blue, at the end of April. There will be 3 or 4 trials within Pennsylvania using Big Blue as a prototype before the necessary final repairs are made. For a video introduction to Big Blue and the subsurfer innovation, click the Subsurfer Solution link on the videos page under the Resource Library tab at conewagoinitiative.net. That's it for this month's news podcast. This is Lauren Tannehill with the Conewago Creek Initiative. Thanks for listening.